Getting your day started with news from around the state and around the world. Common Sense Radio. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Yeah, one, two, Princess kneel before you. That's what I said now. Princess, Princess who adore you.
All right, it's Tuesday, and I bet Seton Motley's all fired up because he's probably had too much coffee and always just a little bit on the edgy side. Seton Motley, welcome back to the program. You're the president of Less Government. How are you?
I'm fine, except I don't drink coffee. It looks good and smells great and tastes terrible.
All right, fine. What do you do in the morning?
Go to the gym.
All right. So now you're just bragging. That's good. I appreciate that, you know.
I'm not bragging, you ass.
I'm just checking it out. All right, so the PTAB. Just another unaccountable power grab from the government reads this headline. What is a PTAB?
It's the Patent Trademark Advisory Board. And it was created in a 2012 law woefully misnamed the America Invents Act. And what it basically did was it turned the Patent and Trademark Office, which is a government entity that's supposed to issue patents, trademarks, and copyrights, and it created within it a board to undermine and destroy patents, trademarks, and copyrights. And so, well, patents mostly, but
right.
Yeah. So what happens is, okay, you're an inventor. You spend a lot of money working on flushing out your idea.
Right.
And, you know, it's just like, you know, record companies spend money on 50 bands for every one that makes money. Like, you know, pharmaceutical companies spend money on 50 pills before one of them makes money.
Correct.
You make a lot of mistakes before you finally figure out the right formula that is a patentable idea. So after all that money and time and effort, you go and you ask the government for a patent, and the Patent and Trademark Office gives you a patent. So then you spend even more money developing your business, hiring people, all predicated around, you know, putting into practice your patented idea. Then somebody, usually a big giant corporation, files a complaint with the PTAB board.
Okay.
And the same office that just said you can have the patent, or in some cases years ago said you can have that patent, can then say, sorry, we were just kidding, you can't have that patent. And completely eviscerate your entire year's worth of work, your current functioning business.
Could be your entire career.
All whisked away by the capricious nature of this PTAB board.
Yeah, and if I'm reading this correctly, the PTAB board basically can take and take your patent and sell it to the highest bidder. Am I reading that correctly? And then basically what you've worked your entire lifetime for, or however much time, can be swept away and given to somebody else, and you have no right to it.
Well, what it basically, no, what happens is okay, you've taken this nebulous idea and honed it down into an actual functional, you know, money making, you know, product or invention or whatever. Okay, it doesn't go to the highest bidder; it just becomes public domain.
My God.
And then everyone can use it.
And then it's over for you. Let me ask you something here, because one of the other things that's getting a lot of attention these days, and I'm sure you're paying attention to it as well, is what's going on with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the CFPB,
yes,
and the big battle because Donald Trump believes that he's appointed somebody and somebody else got appointed. Who's running that thing?
Well, the very fact that there's any discrepancy on who runs that thing shows just how unconstitutional that apparatus is.
And one's
which,
like
by the
it.
Way, a court has already ruled that the way it's set up is completely unconstitutional. Look, there's only three branches of government. So I don't care how independent you make the Consumer Financial Protection Board, it has to answer to one of the three branches. And it's obviously not the congressional one, and it's obviously not the judicial. So it has to exist within the parameters of the executive branch. If the president can't choose the head of the board should be, you know, the board is completely out of control from a constitutional perspective, and I don't think it ever should have been created, and it should be blown up. Mick Mulvaney, the current acting head, is correct.
Right, because he just stepped in to say, listen, I'll take over for at this point, right? And he's been around the administration for a period of time. Seems like a pretty straight shooter to me from the bits and pieces that you collect on him. you know, with so many moving parts, it's hard to keep a good resume on everybody. But he seems like a decent guy to
have.
He's
a good guy. Yeah, he's a good guy. He's the budget director for the White House.
Right. I mean, obviously, that's why I say you see him here and there, but there's a lot of moving parts out there. So, all right. So what happens to the – because he says he won't blow it up, because if he does, of course, that means that Republicans don't care about you as the consumer, and they want you to have poisoned water and, you know, and bad pills and whatever nonsense.
Well,
I
wish a lot of these things would go away. This is one of them. The autonomous power. Just to give an example, in July, the Congress had to pass a Congressional Review Act, and the president had to sign it, undoing a Consumer Financial Protection Board regulation issued under Trump. So this thing is so unilateral and out of the control of the executive that it's issuing left-wing, because Richard Cordray, who's just left as the head of it, is an Obama holdover and he's a radical. He was issuing regulations in direct opposition to what the Trump administration wanted.
Let me ask
you this. So Congress and Trump had to undo it.
Let me ask you this, Seton, because this is what we need to get to the bottom of. Seton Motley is the president of Less Government. So if this board, or any other board for that matter, we'll use the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau because they are in the headlines right now is the case in point. They go out there, and whoever this guy is that just left from the Obama administration or any other administration issues a rule or whatever. Is that not the same to creating a law? I mean, is that akin to creating law without a legislature?
Is the legislative branch writes constitutional legislation, which they do with less and less frequency. It has to be within the confines of the Constitution. Can the federal government do this? So it writes constitutional law. The president then signs it. It is now law. The executive branch then executes it. If the regulation, the boards can issue regulations if they're within the confines of existing law. If the Congress passed a law that says, hey, CFPB, do this, and they do that, that's okay. Again, if it's constitutional. What's been happening, of course, for decades is they're just issuing laws with no tether to congressional law legislation whatsoever. So then, yes, at that point, they're just writing law. And, of course, they're unelected bureaucrats, and that's not how it's supposed to work.
Right. They're unelected bureaucrats. They're unaccountable to anybody. But yet that's what happens in all of these agencies. These agencies have rulemaking. I mean, the EPA is a good example. They have rulemaking power. So they create rules. They create the penalties for violating those rules. And then they enforce those rules.
Right, exactly.
So there's the
one
problem.
One of the worst Supreme Court decisions, and the late Justice Scalia was awful on this, was what's called the Chevron deference decision. And what they basically said was, oh, the agencies are the experts. If they think it's within their purview, it's in their purview. Now, what bureaucrat's not going to find everything under the sun in their purview?
Right.
The answer's none.
They're going to grab power, and that's that.
Anyhow, yep.
So you know, they're going to grab power. Well, people are grabbing a lot in Hollywood these days. Al Franken comes to mind. Anyhow, I greatly appreciate the time. Seton Motley, always a pleasure. Where can people find out more about what you're writing about and ranting about?
Thank you very much. Have a great morning.
Thank you, sir. Seton Motley. Guess he giving him a shot there to save where he wanted people to go, but so it is. When we come back, Dr. John Lott will be here. Quick break. You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show.